Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, August 11th. I'm Ray Graff. Well, it's summer, and that means fairs and carnivals are coming and going throughout the region. While rides, magic shows, and music are among the big draws, the annual events also offer unique foods. And here to discuss fried dough and much more is Deanna Fox. So give us a call, 800-348-2551. What's your favorite fair food? 800-348-2551. You can also email the program voxpop@wamc.org. voxpop@wamc.org. Fair food, your calls, Deanna Fox, and much more, all coming up on Food Friday right after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Today we welcome back Food Friday favorite Deanna Fox. She is here with fried dough and many other favorites you can find at fairs and carnivals throughout the region this summer. Deanna is a freelance food and agriculture writer based in the Capital District. Her work is known locally in the Times Union, all over Albany, Edible Capital District, and also in national publications like Eater and Beef Advocate. More can be found on her website, www.foxonfood.com, or on Facebook under Fox on Food. Deanna Fox, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here, and you have some special guests with you here.
I do. Well, it's summer vacation, so I have my children here today. I have Edith and Eric.
Hello, Edith. How are you doing? You can just talk.
Just
you don't
into
even
the
need
mic.
To
just
press
say
the
hi.
Button.
Hi.
And how old are you?
8 and a half.
8 and a half. Well, that's a good time to go to a fair. And Eric, how old are you?
7.
Are you excited to be on the radio? Me too. Our number here is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. We talk fair food, county fair, state fair, whatever you like best. And boy, Deanna Fox, you brought some fried dough.
Oh, it's a funnel cake.
What's the difference?
Well, fried dough is actually like dough. It's almost like a pizza dough that has a little bit of sugar in it, and they stretch it out, and they make it kind of thin, and they fry the whole thing. And a funnel cake is like a pancake batter.
Oh, it's a different batter?
Yeah. And you put your thumb or whatever, a finger, something to hold the funnel closed, and you pour the batter in, and you have a big pot of hot oil, and you just kind of slowly drizzle it in. And so that's how it gets all those little nooks and crannies.
You know, I don't know if I've had funnel cakes in all the years I've been going to fairs. Yeah. It's always fried dough. I go right for the fried dough.
Fried dough is really good. That's my preferred.
Really?
Yeah, fried dough. But funnel cake is really easy to make.
What about the kids? Eric, what do you like better, fried dough or funnel cake?
Funnel cake.
Funnel cake. How about you, Edith?
I think funnel cake.
Yeah, they're a little crispier? And you got some nooks and crannies in there.
Yeah.
Are you guys all going to the fair?
Yeah, we're going to the state fair soon.
You know, I've never been to the state fair.
Oh, you got to go to the state fair.
So crowded, though, right?
It depends on when you go. And it feels like in the last few years, they've kind of rearranged and modernized all the things. So the lines move a lot faster. The exhibit buildings are organized a little bit better. The Midway has been expanded a little bit, and it just seems like it's more easy to navigate. But we have a good time. We go almost every year, and we have a great time, and there's so much food. There's a 25-cent milk, the dairy bar. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Remember, you guys, that's like the best part. You have your quarter ready, and you go, and you get in line for white
like
milk
a vending
or chocolate
machine?
Milk. No, there's somebody, and they have a little handle, and it's just like little shots of milk.
25 cents for a chocolate milk?
Mm-hmm.
How much do you get?
You get like a large Dixie cup.
Well, that's pretty good. How many of those could you drink, Edith?
I'm not too sure.
10? Maybe 20?
I bet you could do 8.
Well, maybe this time you try.
Okay. Keep
track. It is Food Friday. We talk fair food today with Deanna Fox and Edith and Eric, who are here today with us as well. You know, I'm going to take my kids to the Altamont Fair,
mm-hmm.
which I've been going to since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And it's always fun.
Yeah.
This, when we're on vacation, there's an amusement park in the town we go to, and it's permanent there, and got fried Twinkie.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the thing. It seems like fried dough, there's kind of like two requirements for it to be a good fried or a good fair food. One thing, it either has to be walkable.
Yep.
So it has to be like on a stick, or it has to be something that you can eat kind of one-handed, or it has to be fried.
Yep.
It seems like it's those two things. So now, there's fried cheese curd.
Which I love, by
amazing.
The way.
Yep. Yeah.
But you don't know, do you find that at every fair, though?
I don't know if you find it at every fair, but it's, you know, any fair where there's some, you know, attention paid to dairy, the dairy industry. So most of the fairs are agricultural fairs. And
right.
The whole idea of what a fair is has always kind of been surrounded by the harvest. So either it comes just before the harvest or just after the harvest when people have generally a little bit more time. So there's always been this link between what new foods are being developed for the economy, for agriculture, and the fair. So when they started making cheese curd, it became natural to, like, fry the cheese curd.
Oh, it's so good.
And
it's,
kind of promote the cheese curd.
The fried Twinkies, though, yeah, were a revelation. This was three or four years ago. We found it at the Altamont Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And there were fried Oreos,
fried Oreos and
fried Twinkies. And the graphs all lined up. And I got out the wallet. And I got to tell you, it was amazing.
Yeah.
When we were up in Maine at the amusement park, they didn't cook it long enough, and they were still cold,
it was cold
in the middle.
Cream.
Yeah, and it
How
was
How could they?
It was okay.
Yeah.
But not great. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-348-2551 is the number. Edith is here, and Eric is here, and Deanna on a Food Friday. Let's go to Chuck in Hudson. Chuck, you're on.
How you doing? I was wondering if those people ever been to the Chatham Fair.
Never. No.
Oh, because in Columbia County, they have a stand there that's... And they make pepperoni sandwiches, but they dig on Italian bread, but they take they make a hole in the bread,
mm-hmm,
and boil the sauce and the pepperoni. And down here, that's the main sandwich down here.
So it kind of sounds like a toad in the hole, but instead of an egg, you're putting in sauce and pepperoni.
Right.
Oh.
And you could walk around with that, theoretically, until you got to the middle.
I would eat that.
Very
for
good.
Sure.
Well,
it's
thanks
like
a lot.
Little handheld pizza.
Thank you, Chuck. We appreciate it. 800-348-2551 on a Food Friday. What's your favorite fair food? We would love to hear from you. It is fair season. The Altamont Fair is coming up and the State Fair. Let's see. Our producer, Jim Lavoulis, gave me a list of the upcoming fairs, which also you can find on our website, WAMC.org. Just look for Food Friday. We have the Altamont Fair, 125th year,
mm-hmm,
and that goes from August 15th to the 20th. The Columbia County Fair runs from August 30th to September 4th. The Fonda Fair, which now, memory serves, I believe I went to that, mm-hmm, one too when I was a youngster, August 30th to September 4th. New York State Fair, the 23rd to the 4th in Syracuse. Scaticoke Fair, which I've also been to, and it's tremendous.
I hear it's great, yeah.
August 30th to September 4th. Washington County Fair, August 21st to the 27th. How many of these do you go in the course of your professional duties?
Oh, well, most of my professional duties related to the fair have to do with the New York State Fair.
Oh,
so
really?
Anything else, yeah. So this year, there's a train that runs right to the fair, an Amtrak train.
Really? Yep. Right out of Rensselaer?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I think this year I might have to go test that, but it only comes and goes once a day. So I'd have to theoretically. Darn.
Well, that's too bad. This is on the same trip where you take Edith and Eric?
Oh, probably not. This will probably just be a mom-only trip, but we'll go back to the fair.
Train trips are fun for kids.
They are.
Have you ever been on a train?
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you should make mom take you.
Yeah.
Oh,
my dad has been on a train to Boston.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm, a bunch of times.
That's cool. Right. All right, let's go to line number two, and Terry in Beacon. Terry, you're on a Food Friday.
Hi, this is Terry. I'm from Indiana, mm-hmm, and just wanted to make a comment on the fried dough and the funnel cakes.
Okay.
In Indiana, the fried dough is definitely called an elephant ear, and it has sugar and brown sugar on and cinnamon on top of it. Mm. So if you ask a kid which they would rather have, fried dough or a funnel cake, of course they'd say funnel cake.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask them, you want an elephant ear or a funnel cake, it might be a different story.
Very interesting. So you grew up in Indiana, Terry?
Born, raised, and probably die there, yes. Just visiting here in the Beacon area for the swim tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah.
So will you be going back to the fair in Indiana?
Yeah, if it's still on. It's on right now.
Oh.
And I think it goes until the end of the month. But it's an interesting fair. Very nice. Lots of food like everybody else. The fried Oreos all of that good stuff.
So, Terry, while you're in the Hudson Valley, you should go to a pastry shop and look for an elephant ear here, which is actually puff pastry that's rolled out and mixed with sugar and cinnamon. And it's called a palmier as well. But that's what we call an elephant ear here.
A palmier?
Palmier.
Okay,
I've never heard that.
If I went in and if I went in and asked for an elephant ear, they'd look at me like, what?
Oh, you might get lucky.
Well, thanks, yeah. Terry. We appreciate the call. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. And Jay and Water Valeet, you're on. Go ahead.
I'd like to ask Edith and Eric, what's their favorite fair food?
Yeah, what is your favorite fair food?
Well, I haven't been to a fair in a while, so I don't know what kind of food there is.
Oh, my
But
gosh.
You usually get popcorn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually for the big bag of popcorn.
Sausage and peppers? Nice. Yeah? No? What about you, Eric?
Chicken wing.
Chicken wing. What about the turkey legs that you get at the fair? Giant. They're almost as big as you are.
That reminds me of the Little Rascals, and they were at a fair, and they had, like, the four-foot man-eating chicken.
Right.
There you go. What about you, Jay? What's your favorite fair food?
My favorite fair food is corn dogs.
Oh, corn dogs.
Can't beat it, man. Well, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it. 800-348-2551 on this Food Friday. I assume you have a deep fryer at home, Deanna?
No, I don't have. Well, I had a skillet, like an electric skillet that we would fry in, but sadly it gave up the ghost while I was doing a donut class.
Oh.
So that was sad. But a Dutch oven or a big pot with oil.
Oh, yeah, the Dutch oven would work. Right. Do you ever make fried Oreos?
I've never made a fried Oreo. I had fried Oreos once, did not enjoy them, but
what?
There's a thing out of Texas called fried beer.
Now, how would you do that?
They put it almost looks like a ravioli with beer inside. And instead
I assume
of like
that
ravioli.
Edith and Eric have not had this.
They haven't.
Okay, good.
No.
What now? And so would you freeze the beer?
No, you just kind of seal it in there. You make like a little pocket with, it's like a pretzel dough. And then you just pour the beer in and then crimp the top.
And then
fry it.
Won't it boil off immediately?
No, because the pocket is so thin that you still have beer. But the thing is, you have to let them cool or else you get like piping hot beer down your throat.
Okay, now you're just making stuff
I'm
up.
Not.
This
look
is,
it up. Look
this
it up.
This is Food Friday. Deanna Fox is our guest. Also, Edith and Eric are here. And the number is 800-348-2551. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Cafe Capriccio. Chef Jim Rua, working to preserve and maintain the traditions of Italian cuisine and hospitality since 1982 on Grand Street in Albany, New York. CafeCapriccio.com. Silver Bay YMCA Conference and Family Retreat Center on Lake George, providing a hometown atmosphere for conferences and families for more than a century. SilverBay.org. Rolling Rock Farm Salt and Seasonings, Sheffield, Massachusetts. Now crafting black garlic and black garlic products in small batches. BlackGarlicSeaSalt.com for more information. Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts. A family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer offering organically farmed wines from around the world. Wine tastings Saturday afternoons. SpiritHAUS.com. And Field Goods, local produce from the Hudson Valley, delivered weekly to workplace and community locations, helping people change the way they eat while supporting small, sustainable farms. Field-goods.com.
It's Vox Pop Food Friday. Ray Graff here, 800-348-2551, the telephone number. We talk about fair food with Deanna Fox today and Eric and Edith. And by the way, I forgot to mention the Vermont State Fair runs from August 15th to the 19th in Rutland, and the Big E, that's the Eastern States Exposition, runs from September 15th to October 1st in West Springfield, Massachusetts. Deanna, have you ever made the Big E?
I've never been to the Big E, no.
They tell me it's great.
I hear that.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's big.
Yeah, because it's like all of them. It's like Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Delaware, all together, right?
Yep, absolutely. Okay, on line three, I suspect there was a troublemaker, but let's go over to line three and just find out. It's someone named Rocco and Troy. Hello,
troublemaker.
Yeah.
Troublemaker.
How you doing, man?
My good friend, Ray.
What's going on, Rocco?
Eric and Edith, how are you today?
Good.
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 It's Mr. DeFazio, you guys.
No, it's Rocco. It's not Mr. DeFazio.
What's happening?
Well, listen, I got a question. Number one, has any of you people been to the feast in the North End of Boston?
No.
No.
Oh, my God.
I've never been to Boston.
You never been to Boston? Oh, it's great, especially the North End.
Oh, it's the best. I'll tell you, you know these fairs, they got okay food. You really want to do street food, go to the North End these next few weekends, and you will see street food that will blow your mind.
All right, give me an example, Rocco.
Arancini's the size of softballs.
Yeah.
Really?
Filled with spinach or meatballs, and they're deep fried, and they cut them in half, and they put delicious marinara sauce. Fried dough, you talk about fried dough?
Yeah.
Fried dough with ricotta in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Rocco.
It's called a pizza fritta. What you do, you get a fried dough. Try this, Deanna. I'm sure you've never tried it before. Get some ricotta. Get some cinnamon, some granulated sugar. Okay. Whip it and then spread it. You know, open up your fried dough like a calzone, then put the ricotta filling in it, then close it and fry it up.
Mm-hmm.
You could put raisins in it. It's delicious. But try that. It's wonderful. But really, Edith and Eric, tell your mom to take you to the North End of Boston, okay?
We're on
it. And there's three feasts coming up. The next one, I think it's the Feast of St. Anthony. I'm going to be there for that one because he is our patron saint.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have the Feast of the Fishermen, which is a great, great feast. And the last one is the Feast of St. Borgata.
St. Borgata. Wait a minute. Hold, holy mackerel. I know about that one, Rocco. Hey, can you get a fried Oreo there? That's the question.
I want a fried Oreo.
Yeah, we'll get you a fried Oreo. You know, I told you he was a troublemaker.
Everybody, to go to the feast in the North End, the best food, street food ever. Not corn dogs, not over your
Oreo. Oh, come on, Rocco. Corn dogs are so good.
Rocco, you're killing me. The show is about county fair food.
It's not civilized.
Well,
definitely do the fried dough with the ricotta, the cinnamon ricotta. You'll love it. It's called
it's on the list for this weekend.
Well,
deep it, do it.
Rocco DeFazio, ladies and gentlemen. How are things at the shop there, man, before we let you go?
Hey, I got my card in, man.
Your card?
My cart, my custom-made gelato cart.
Your gelato cart,
good
right.
Good for you.
It only took 4 months to get this. It's in the, we're going to get a detailed flames, a lot of flames.
Good, good. You got to have the flames. Hey, Rocco, you know, we'll see you in October, right? You'll be on?
I hope so.
All right, man. Well, we'll see you down at the Feast of...
We will see you, Edith and Eric. Tell your mom to take you to the North End.
Okay.
Before school, before you have to go back to school.
We got it.
Good talking to you, Deanna. Do the fried dough with ricotta.
All right,
buddy.
Thanks,
hey, Rocco DeFazio, thanks a lot. He's always fun.
Yep.
I mean, he is a force of nature. Let's go to Layla in Mount Tremper. Layla, you're on.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Couple things. One is that I actually went to the Minnesota State Fair when Garrison Keillor was there. And besides fried absolutely everything, I had walleye on a stick, which is a very small piece of fish with a very large price, but at least I could say I'd eaten walleye.
Wow.
And,
how'd they cook that? They just fry the walleye?
I think they just fry it, and then they stick the stick through it. You know, it's like a sort of a long strip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was it good?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I love fish. I mean, I wouldn't have known it was walleye necessarily. I believe them. They're from the Midwest. They can't lie, so.
Well, that's very nice. Well, thanks for that one.
I wanted to say that the Big E, one of the things about, I mean, the Big E, as you, I'm sure you guys know, is like a huge county fair, but they have six different states, and there's one section of the Big E where each New England state has a little piece of property with a building on it that represents the commerce and the food and the arts and the music of each state. So there's a whole row of these houses, and you can go one from one to the next, and you can eat potatoes with stuff with whatever you want, and with seafood and Vermont flatbread and Ben and Jerry's. And I mean, it's just the food. I mean, besides all the regular fair food and that kind of thing they have around the Midway, which is also has its place for sure. These state houses, it's like really delicious, local to that state kind of food. So you just go from, you eat your way from one house to the other.
I like it. Well, thank you for that. 800-348-2551 is the number.
You want a good statistic on seafood?
Sure.
At the fair?
Yeah.
So in the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis, they went through 140,000 dozen oysters a day.
Wow. So oysters were big then?
Big. Yeah.
Wow.
They were junk food.
Really?
Yeah, throwaway food. You used to be able to get oysters. If you look at a lot of old tavern memorabilia, they'll say beer and oysters, and the oysters were like bar peanuts. They were so ubiquitous, and they were everywhere, and they came all the way up through the Hudson, and, well, pretty far up the Hudson.
Some Maybe Hudson River oysters is what I wanted.
Before it was polluted,
by County
back
County
when
Fair.
There used to be sturgeon and everything else, and oysters were cheap, and now you're paying $2.50 for an oyster.
Just guessing here, but Edith, you're not that into oysters, right? No. How about you, Eric?
Yes.
You like oysters?
He can't eat enough oysters.
You're kidding me. Really? And how do you like them? Fried? How do you do them?
No, fresh. You slurp them, right? Slurps them right down.
You are kidding me. That's very unlike a seven-year-old, Eric. I'm very impressed.
But we were on the Cape, and I think
I've never tried oysters before.
No? Yeah. Well, Eric likes them. Why don't you try them?
Maybe.
Have it with a glass of chocolate milk.
Weird
delicious.
How you slurp them.
I know. It is. It seems vaguely uncivilized, but that's the way they used to do it in the old days.
They're delicious.
Let's go back to the phones. Deanna Fox is our guest, and Eric and Edith, 800-348-2551. Jim in North Pownall, Vermont. Jim, you're on.
Hey.
Hey.
Great show, as usual.
Thank you.
There's no such thing as bad fair food.
Yeah, don't listen to Rocco.
I just want to I want to plug the Rensselaer County Fair at Scaghtikoke, because I've been going there for years and years and years, and it was one of my grandmother's favorite things to do, was to come up here to North Pownall from Connecticut and go to the Rensselaer County Fair with my, you know, my kids, her great grandchildren, and we had great times together there.
I love the Scaghtikoke Fair, and I think once or twice. I mean, we grew up in Del Mar, so Altamont Fair was ours.
Right.
But I know my mom took my brother and I to my brother and me to the Scaghtikoke Fair, and I'll never forget it.
Mm-hmm. I just have to plug it because it's a great, great small town fair.
And it runs August 30th through September 4th. What's your favorite food there, Jim?
Everything.
Nice. Well, thanks,
There's
man.
Nothing bad.
That's true. Well, you know, there's some questionable things. Like I've seen kangaroo on a stick at a fair.
Kangaroo?
Yeah. At the New York State Fair, there's like an exotic meats kind of fair. Kind
Is it
of
even
like
legal to eat kangaroo in this country?
I don't know.
But you can
Apparently,
do it at the State Fair.
You can do it at the State Fair. You can get ostrich. You can get alligator.
Huh. I bet they don't have that in Scaghtikoke, do they, Jim? No?
I don't know. But it's fair season, and hopefully everybody can get to as many fairs as they can, because fairs are fun.
That's it, man. Thank you for the call. It is Food Friday. We talk about fair food. 800-348-2551. We have Deanna Fox here, and we have Edith, who is 8.5, and Eric, who is 7. You having fun so far, Edith?
Yeah.
Yeah? And what about you, Eric?
Yes.
You seem to be the troublemaker of the crew here. Is that true? Yes.
You are. He shakes his head.
All right, let's go over to line 3 and Pam in Heath, Mass. Pam, you're on.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling to say I'm a fan of the Heath Fair, which is next weekend celebrating its 100th year.
Wow.
Oh, that's great. In Heath, Mass. Okay. Tell us about
that's
that
right.
one. That's not on my list.
Well, it's a great little fair, and it's about as kid-friendly as you can get. It has great music, Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem. And,
oh, yeah.
Bright Lines and many others, and our food, we've got the four basic food groups covered, the fair food groups, which are sugar, salt, fat, and caffeine. Mm. And my favorite, of course, is fried dough with maple cream.
Mm-hmm.
With maple cream?
Yeah,
it's delicious. But I also love Fireman's Barbecue Chicken with homemade mm-hmm. root beer
mm-hmm.
and Church Lady Supper with homemade pie and Ed's French Fries. And there's something to keep you going every day there.
There sure is, yeah. Well, you know, maple cream was probably people first started to know about maple cream because of fairs. People would, somebody would invent something and they'd bring it to a fair. So like hamburgers, hot dogs, popcorn, iced tea, all these things became popular at fairs. People didn't really know what they were until they had mass exposure at these fairs. So like maple cotton candy.
Which I've never heard of.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
It is. Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Maple cotton candy?
Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
Sounds bilious.
It's delicious.
Really?
Yes, it's
well,
great.
Well, Pam, when is the Heath Fair?
The Heath Fair is next weekend, the 19th, 20th, and 21st, and it'll be a great one because we're celebrating our 100th.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is so cool. Thank you for calling. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number on this Food Friday. 800-348-2551. The kids are distracting me again. Deanna Fox is here, and her children, Edith and Eric, as well. So we have a lot of fairs coming up. The Altamont Fair is, I think, Tuesday is the 15th?
15th, yeah. Through the 20th?
Mm-hmm. I used to love that one because the Batmobile was there when I was a kid. And then I took my kids and the Batmobile was there.
Well, I love the Altamont Fair because they have all that old equipment and they have all those old
the
buildings
farm stuff.
And they're so cool. Yeah, they're really cool.
There was a fire maybe 20 years ago and the main building burned down. It was very old.
Yeah.
But they have rebuilt and it's terrific. Let's go to line two and Nancy in Adams, Mass. Nancy.
Hello.
Hello.
I just want to share some of my favorite fair food.
Okay.
We would go to the Greenfield, Franklin County Fair in Greenfield, Mass., which isn't too far away from Heath Fair. And my dad would take us to all the fairs. But the first thing we had to get was French fries with vinegar.
Oh, yeah. Malt vinegar?
Malt vinegar.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Just regular cider vinegar, the brown cider vinegar. And before we left the fair at night, we had to go to the church booth and get homemade apple pie with a big scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my dad is gone, and so is the church booth, so we don't get the apple pie anymore. But I do go to the Four Leaf Clover booth, which is a restaurant over in Bernardston, Mass., and they have a wonderful booth there, and they make the best grape nut pudding in the world.
Oh, so great. Wait. Grape nut pudding?
Yep.
What's
they
that?
They sell it at their food booth, and I get a big, huge cup of it and take it home and have it for breakfast the next morning.
Is it kind of like a rice pudding?
It's a custard pudding that you put grape nuts in instead of the rice.
And do they get soft?
Yep, it's soft.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's a soft custard. It is out of this world. But getting back to the maple cream,
yeah.
Hager's in Shelburne Falls, or Shelburne, Mass., has a they have a farm, but they also bought an orchard, and they have a food stand, a farm stand, and people will stand in line for an hour waiting to get the homemade fried bread dough with their maple cream on it. I've seen it happen.
Wow.
In fact, I've been one of them in that lineup.
In all these years, I've never knew about this.
Oh, we're going to have to bring you some maple cream.
I mean, butter and... and
no butter. Nope. It's just plain.
Maple
and then
cream.
They slap this big mess of maple cream on it. And if you hold it just right, it'll pull up in the palm of your hand and you rip pieces off and dip it into the center of the bread dough.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a little pool there.
Oh, that sounds good.
And you eat your way to the middle.
Yeah.
And the biggie, the woman was right that each one of the states has a building and each state sells things that they're known for. And the Massachusetts state building sells clam chowder and lobster rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular booth is run by the Massachusetts State Grange.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, the Grange.
Which I'm a member of. So, and I'll be working there this summer. We all get a chance. We volunteer to work there.
Yeah.
And it's just a wonderful fair. And Vermont State has maple cotton candy. So I go for those three things, lobster roll, maple cotton candy. And over near Storetown, it's a little section of the Big E Fair, they sell kettle corn.
Yep. Right.
In this huge, big, like 4-foot bag.
Oh, yeah.
Out.
I've seen those.
And it doesn't go stale. I've kept it, I mean, eat away on it for a whole month, and it does not go stale. So something about making the kettle corn doesn't let the popcorn itself stale out on you. So when you pay $10 for this bag.
Nice.
Yep, you can savor the fare for another whole month.
Well, Nancy, thank you very much for the call. You mentioned hamburgers having their start at a fair?
Well, they didn't start at a fair, but they became popular because of fairs. So the world's fairs were known for bringing in all these like exotic foods. So bananas were prominent in the U.S., but nobody really knew how to eat them. So the banana split was invented at the World's Fair. And so people had a venue to eat bananas.
You're kidding me. The banana split, which we had a discussion about while we were on vacation. So do tell quickly before our break, tell me about the origins of the banana split.
Well, I think that was basically it, is that ice cream. So at the 1904 World's Fair, banana splits and ice cream cones were both really introduced to the masses. So there was ice cream that was prominent there, and they became vehicles, you know, for eating the ice cream. But, you know, like other things, like this was a place where every state could send something, and it was really the peak of refrigeration at the time. So you had refrigerated cars. So you had grapefruits, which had never been seen before, coming into the World's Fair, and people were able to put kumquats into their pockets and all these things that we take for granted now.
Right.
Yeah, you know, you find them because of the fair.
And yet the apex of this, of course, is the fried Twinkie. Now that we have this today.
We've hit a critical mass of fried food at the fair, and now we've had to, you know, degrade ourselves with fried Twinkies. I don't know how you eat them.
Degrade yourself.
Ugh.
Edith, you've never had a Twinkie in your life?
No,
we're going to keep it that way.
Come on. Next time you are here, Edith, I'm going to make sure that I have Twinkies on hand for you and Eric. Because you need them. They're one of the four food groups.
Well, hey, if nuclear holocaust comes, at least the Twinkies will survive.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. What's the worst bit of fair food you've ever had? Don't give a name of the fair, just the worst bit of fair food.
I think just like undercooked chicken. Just like things that they were trying to like push out so fast that just didn't get cooked. I've never had like bad fair food.
What's the worst idea? Aside from the fried Twinkie, which I know you don't like.
The worst idea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, the fish on a stick, that didn't sound too good to me. The lady talked about that.
Yeah, fish on a stick is just fried fish that you don't need a fork. You just eat it like a lollipop.
I don't know. That doesn't sound like fair food, but I guess we're not in Minnesota. Let's take a break. Zach is also scowling, so I'm with you on that, Zach. 800-348-2551. Fair food today with Deanna Fox and Edith and Eric, and we'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Troy Waterfront Farmers Market, featuring farm fresh produce and handmade goods every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., now in Summer Outdoor Market on River Street, troymarket.org. Big Elm Brewing at 65 Silver Street in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Tap room open Thursdays through Saturdays, 12 to 6 p.m., bigelmbrewing.com. Gloriosa and Company, Ashfield, Massachusetts, preparing weddings, showers, reunions, and more at the Curtis House with 3 B&B rooms available or at their recently renovated barn, Farm to Vase Florals, gloriosaco.com. Convino Wine Bar, Northampton, Massachusetts, over 70 wines by the glass and a full menu from afternoon snack through nightcap, live music Sundays and Mondays, outdoor seating, Thorns Marketplace, convinonoho.com. And Pekarsky's, South Deerfield, Massachusetts. Family owned since 1948, offering sausages from kielbasa to Italian to bratwurst and smoked meats. Home of New England farm-made sausage, open 7 days. Pekarsky's.com.
It's Vox Pop Food Friday. Ray Graff here, 800-348-2551. The time is 2:41. Deanna Fox is our guest, and we talk fair food today, and also Deanna brought Edith and Eric, and Eric, you're on funnel cake number two.
Oh, that's three.
Number three? It's your third funnel cake today, man? How can you do that?
How can you eat so much food? What's your secret?
Maybe he just gets full and then he just decides to eat so he can break everybody's record.
I think he has a hollow leg.
Okay, you're not going to speak now, Eric? You're done? Oh, you got food in your mouth.
I don't want to make too much noise. I'm eating this, so that's why I'm trying to eat
So check it out. There's a button over here. It says mute. So when you're chewing, and I do this on Food Friday, you just hold the button down, and the light goes on, and then they won't hear you chew. Dig it?
Even if you cough or something?
Yeah, if you have to cough, you just hit that button that says mute. See that? Yeah, go ahead, press it. You see?
Amazing.
Technology is wonderful. All right, back to the phones we go. 800-348-2551. And Sophia in Cambridge is on. Sophia.
Hi.
Hi.
This question is for Edith and Eric. We wanted to ask if they prefer caramel apples or cotton candy.
Oh, caramel apples. Forgot about those.
Cotton candy.
I'd prefer caramel apples.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Nice. What about chocolate apples?
I never tried them. I never tried caramel apples, but I like apples, and I also like
Oh, you
like
have
caramel.
Too. I make when? Them every Halloween. Get out of here, kid.
Sophia, what do you prefer?
I prefer caramel apples.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. Now you got me thinking about caramel apples. We'll have to get that next week up at the Altamont Fair. Thank you, Sophia.
Thanks, Sophia.
800-348-2551 is the telephone number. And let's see. Carolyn in Bennington, you're on.
Hi there. I love your program,
Thank
I
you.
Have to say. And I love your sense of humor.
Thank you.
And I'm calling. I have two quick things. I live in Bennington. I grew up in the Berkshires. And, oh, man, you're talking about the Eastern States. When we were kids, we all went, and we loved going to the main booth and getting a Katahdin potato pot with lots of butter in it. And we're walking around with it, eating it. So that is a good. Those are great booths to go to. But I just want to mention this weekend. It's not really a fair. Not this weekend. Sorry, Labor Day weekend. In Bennington, we have the Garlic Fest.
Garlic Fest. Yeah.
Garlic Fest. And if you haven't been to it, oh my God, talk about food. Everything with garlic in it you can think of. Some you might not want to try. Garlic brownies, which I haven't tried.
Garlic brownies?
Garlic, I have garlic and everything. And they also, of course, have maple cotton candy and all kinds of other food and music. And it's really fun.
Do they have any fermented garlic, like garlic and honey or garlic and maple syrup?
Oh, I think so.
Oh,
I mean, there
good.
Are so many garlic booths, and who knew there were so many kinds of garlic? There
yeah.
are lots of kinds of garlic. There are garlic wreaths. oh, it's really fun. There's the little rides for kids.
But no vampires, right?
No vampires allowed.
No vampires. Yeah. No, none allowed, and not in Vermont. They turn them back at the border. To get
Which border? Now, New Hampshire or New York? Now, can you get deep-fried garlic and just chop on it?
I'm not sure, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, let's come up with that one. Wrap it in bacon.
Let's come up. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Bacon-wrapped garlic bites.
Yeah.
Deep fried.
And no one will talk to you for a long time.
It's really fun.
Well, Carolyn, thanks a lot for the call. Enjoy the Garlic Fest. And over to Kylie in Durham. Kylie, you're on.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I have garlic on the mind as well. Ice cream. First time I had it was at the Garlic Festival in Saugerties in Ulster County. And their festival is the end of September this year, and it's always fun.
So you like the garlic ice cream. We've had people on this program who are not crazy about garlic ice cream. Some have.
Oh, it's fantastic. And garlic brownies, so good.
Yeah. Huh,
and
who knew?
In response to Carolyn, I've seen, you know how there's onion blooms?
Yes.
There's garlic blooms.
Oh, yeah.
So cool.
So they basically like kind of segment the garlic and then they, like the head of garlic, and then they fry the whole thing?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
Terrific. And so you'll be going to the one in Ulster County, or did it already happen, Kyle?
Oh, absolutely. Every year. I've gone for the past 10 years since I moved up here from Virginia.
Well, that's so cool. Thank you for the call. 800-348-2551, the telephone number. It's Fair Food today on a Food Friday with Deanna Fox and Edith and Eric. Having fun?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you've stopped eating long enough to talk now, Eric. Well done. Now he takes another bite.
Yeah.
Edith, how do you deal with him?
I'm not too sure.
Yeah, you're
physical force usually.
Really?
Yeah, she's the older sister.
I get it. I understand that dynamic. Let's go to Peter in Hebron. Peter, you're on.
Yes. I don't mean to sound like a Debbie Downer, but last year we went to the Vermont State Fair. The food is just not very good there anymore. And it's also become quite cheesy, and I don't mean cheesy in the sense of cheeseburgers, but it's just it's not a fun fair. And Monsanto brings their exhibit in there to prove to everybody how great their seeds are and, so forth and so on.
So you're down on that. Well, I understand, and it's a subjective thing, and, we appreciate that opinion very much. Let's go over to Cliff in Kingston. Cliff, you're on.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, good.
Listen, I just mentioned the Dutchess County Fair. They're going to have some pretty good entertainment there, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's going to be the Marshall Tucker Band. Going to be there.
Really?
As well as Three Doors Down.
Oh, wow.
And a couple of the bands.
Oh, terrific. Do you like any of the food there or just the music?
I haven't been to the Dutchess County Fair in a long time.
Oh.
But they do have I got a food arcade, which includes like the same things that they have like when they have the car show in May. It's like kettle corn, fried dough, souvlaki, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, the classics.
Nice. Yeah. That's great. Cliff, thank you very much. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. 800-348-2551. Deanna Fox is our guest, along with Edith and Eric, and we talk fair food. How's that third funnel cake coming along, young man?
Good.
Yeah, how are we about halfway done?
You look like a chipmunk.
You are a bottomless pit, young
he
man.
He certainly is.
Well done.
I think he made it, make it to four.
I think we're going to cut off at three. Otherwise, he'll be bouncing off the walls. It's all sugar.
Well, the show's almost over. I mean, we could use some entertainment, that's for sure. Now, one of the callers mentioned kettle corn.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a difference between popcorn and kettle corn?
Yeah, kettle corn is kind of sweet. It's like a sweet and salty.
But it's made the same way?
It's made, popcorn, you know, is heated in a vessel with oil. And either it's blown out the top or it just kind of bubbles up to the top.
If you say so.
But kettle corn is actually like pushed along the sides of a big kettle with sugar.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's popped the same way, but they have like a big wooden stick and they kind of paddle it through. And so it's just a way, it almost creates like a caramelization over the popcorn. So that's probably why it doesn't go bad or go stale, because it's got like this coating of liquidized sugar on it, essentially. Oh. So...
That works for me.
Yeah.
Once again, the Altamont Fair celebrates its 125th year from August 15th to the 20th. The Columbia County Fair runs from August 30th to September 4th. Fonda Fair, August 30th to September 4th. Scaticoke Fair, August 30th to September 4th. Washington County Fair, August 21st to the 27th. Vermont State Fair, August 15th to 19th. The Big E, September 15th to October 1st. There are other fairs we've talked about, Dutchess County Fair, the Heath Fair in Massachusetts, and, of course, the New York State Fair, mm-hmm. which runs from August 23rd until September 4th in Syracuse.
So we went to the State Fair all the time growing up because it wasn't far from where I grew up, and everybody had cattle or whatever. So a lot of people that they grew up with slept at the fair in the livestock barns. And then you were just there all the time eating
fair
food.
Did you do that?
I never slept there. But no. A lot of people that I went to school with did. And then all you do for a week is eat fair food.
You know, my only objection to eating fair food, and I do love it, and I will mm-hmm. do it next week, is the inevitable indigestion of eating all the fried
right.
food. And what do you do?
Well, you know, you can get something a little bit healthier. They do have salads and stuff, and there's been more of a focus
on
that.
Sorry.
But now the big thing is like the frozen wine slushies to represent like the Finger Lakes. So it's like
you
it's
can
like
get
a
an alcohol at a fair?
Oh yeah.
I never knew.
Yes, it's amazing. Really? And now they have like the walking parfaits. So you have like your mashed potato and your meat, and it's in like a parfait, and you just eat it like an ice cream sundae. It's amazing.
Oh my heavens. Let's go to Emily in Plainfield. Emily, you're on.
Hi, since everybody's mentioning their favorite fair, there's a really sweet little, mostly agricultural fair in Cummington, Massachusetts, which is one town south of Plainfield. This will be the 149th this year, and it's August 26th, let's see, the 24th through the 27th.
Cummington Fair.
Yeah, and it well, they've tried to modernize it a bit, so it now has a demolition derby and such, but it's got horse pulling and oxen pulling and a beautiful old exhibit hall where everybody brings their flowers and vegetables and, mm-hmm. you know, quilts and on
I
and on.
I love that stuff. That's like my favorite part of the fair. I love that stuff.
It's a really nice fair. It's in a beautiful little fairgrounds, kind of a little valley surrounded by these wooded hills. And we've been going. I'm a city kid by birth, but since I lived up here, we try to never miss it. And some of the good food, yes, there's fried dough. Yes, there's good onion rings and sausage and peppers.
Yeah.
But there's a booth every year. I think it's Jan's Polish Kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
And you go there for pierogi
the
and
Polish
glumpy.
Plate. Yeah.
And kielbasa, all that good stuff.
Oh, that sounds good.
That sounds great.
I just wanted to mention the Cummington Fair because it's a lot of fun, very family-friendly, and nice. They still kind of emphasize agricultural, you know, like the men working or men and women working with their oxen, and it's a good time.
That's great. And I think, you know, don't downplay the Demolition Derby. They're fun.
Well, you know, some of my friends love it. To me, it's like a loud, smoky mess, but... I have friends who just line up for it, so.
Well, thank you, Emily, for that. I remember as a kid going to the Altamont Fair, the big attraction was the Joey Chitwood stunt riders.
Oh, right.
And they drove Cars. They were the guys who did all the stunts in James Bond, Diamonds Are Forever.
Yeah.
And so the big deal was seeing Joey Chitwood smash things in his car. That was great. Let's go over to Peggy in Belchertown, Massachusetts. Peggy, you're on. Let's try it again. Did I hit that? Oh, hello,
and
Peggy.
It
you're on.
Like nobody has mentioned the Belchertown Fair.
Now you are.
Now I am. The Belchertown Fair is the last free agricultural fair in Massachusetts and maybe in New England, and it's a true agricultural fair with an exhibit hall and a pulling area, horses on Saturday and oxen on Sunday.
Cool.
And you need to go to the Congo Church taco salad booth and the Sweet Adeline fried dough booth, and you need to have brownies with ice cream and hot fudge at Hope United Methodist, and the sausage grinder and french fries from the Lions.
Well, that sounds perfect.
Hey, Peggy, did you ever read the book Farmer Boy, the Laura Ingalls Wilder? Did you ever read Farmer Boy, the Laura Ingalls Wilder book?
No. I only read a few of her books about the little house on the prairie.
Yeah.
I loved her, though.
Yeah. This one was about her husband growing up, and he talks about, just the way you talk about that fair, he was given a quarter from his father to go and explore the fair, and all the, like, the booth names and everything had names just like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was great. Oh.
Well, that's
There's
cool.
wonderful stuff at the Belchertown Fair, and a beautiful parade on Saturday morning.
And when is that?
It's September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th this year. We're on the 159th or the 160th.
That's
wow,
yeah.
That's terrific. Well, no demolition
cool.
derbies at that one, eh?
No, and you cannot talk about fairs without talking about Belchertown.
Well, okay. You did it, Peggy, and thank you very much for the call. And only a couple minutes left here. But if you want to squeeze in, 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. Deanna Fox, what are you working on right now? You have a lot of classes coming up.
I do, yeah. I had some stories. I had a story run in the Times Union yesterday about on-farm dinners.
Yeah.
All these farms in the area are now starting to have these dinners on their farms and what that means for the local war movement. So you can find that online. And I do have a lot of classes coming up. Next week on Monday, I have knife skills. So if you ever wanted to learn how to use that chef's knife that you bought,
yeah.
I want to teach you. And then
Not
all about...
for you, Eric. You're no knife skills for you yet, young man.
And I have all about tomatoes on Wednesday. There's a couple classes at the end of the month, too.
What's to learn about tomatoes?
Everything. They're all coming into season now. So you can only eat so many BLTs.
That's not true. I'm not sure about that. I don't know if there's a limit. And other classes, any other projects coming up?
I have, the other two classes this month are summer pies. So if you've listened to the pie show and now
sure.
you want to actually make a pie, we can do that together. And dumplings around the world, which is always a...
Dumplings around
dumplings
the world.
Dumplings around the world.
Fantastic. Yeah. Let's quickly go over to Robert in Hardwick, Mass. Robert, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, Hardwick Fair, oldest continual fair in the United States.
Oh.
I don't even know. It's been around since 1790 or something.
Wow.
Still traditional, local fair. I know it's not the Belchertown Fair, but it's about the same size. And it's non-profit, and no electricity is allowed.
Wow.
All conventional cooking. Yeah, there's no big rides or games, but they do hay crawls and frog hops, and it's the traditional Norman Rockwell Fair, and if you haven't been to it, it is just a blast. The only problem is because it's so traditional, they start on Friday at about noon, and Saturday evening, it's done.
Right.
So it's a very quick fair, but
wow. You know,
livestock competitions, incredible garden competitions. We have a local artist who many people know across the country who does a lot of paintings of the reservoir, Quavon Reservoir region, and it's just, as far as an art fair goes, it's one of the best. It really is just a quaint, wonderful fair.
Well, terrific.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's it.
Thanks a lot, Robert. We appreciate it very much. I wonder if you think it goes back to the 1700s. You think
that'd be great.
A witch trial at the end?
No, come on.
No?
The kids and I are going to a fair tomorrow night, the DeRider Fireman's Fair in Madison County with our family. And it's the same thing. I think it starts on Friday and ends on Saturday. It's
oh,
quick.
Cool. I'm predicting Eric might have a few funnel cakes at that particular event.
What do you think, funnel cakes? Fried dough?
What else is there?
What else is there?
Everything but oysters, kid. You're out of luck.
No oysters, eh? All right, so we're just about done here on this program. Edith, did you have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah? You were very quiet and well-behaved, unlike your brother. What's up with that?
He's all right. I think we'll keep him. I hear kids are like, you know, mattresses. When you take the hospital bracelet off, you're kind of stuck. So they just take the tag. So.
Well, I tell you what, it's been a great time having you guys here today. Deanna Fox, what's the website?
FoxOnFood.com. And there's a recipe up for the funnel cake that we had today. So if
now,
you want to make
something
it
you can do without special equipment?
You just need some sort of pan to put oil in and some sort of thing to pour batter in a continuous stream into the hot oil.
And you're on Facebook as well, right?
Yep, at Fox on Food.
Okay, well, this was great, and I want to just commend you on the behavior of your children. Pretty good. I mean, well, one out of two ain't bad. Edith, you were fantastic. Support comes from Terrapin Restaurant, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week in historic renovated church building in the heart of Rhinebeck Village, terrapinrestaurant.com. River Valley Co-op, Northampton, Massachusetts, a food co-op featuring fresh local foods, a deli department with made-to-order sandwiches, a soup and salad bar, and a bakery, rivervalley.coop. Warwick Valley Farmers Market, the 24th year of providing locally grown produce and farm fresh food, with 37 family farms and artisan kitchens and bakeries, open Sundays, warwickvalleyfarmersmarket.org. And Our Ability, Inc., collaborating with New York Business Leaders Leadership Network in providing information and assistance in employing individuals with disabilities, ourability.com. Thanks again to Deanna Fox for being with us today, and Edith and Eric. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Thanks to Barb King, who took the calls. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. Thanks to you for listening and for all the great calls. I'm Ray Graff. Have a lovely weekend. And Monday, Alan will be back with Medical Monday. Right now, though, stand by for news.